The Truth News Network. Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Truth News Network. Dan Newman here at TNN. And today, I want to pause and think about and say some things that are positive about what's going on in the nation around us. Boy, things are contentious. There's negativity everywhere. Everybody looks at everybody else and finds something wrong. Well, there are some good things happening in the nation. Regardless of what we see or hear in the press, regardless of what our neighbors say that in many cases is negative about other people, about the political climate in our nation, I want to talk about this president just for a moment. I know this is not the popular end thing to do, but it really doesn't matter. Today's podcast is titled, Does Trump Do Anything Right? And I think there are a lot of people that obviously regarding this president, look at the glass as half empty rather than half full. I don't know that anything we say is going to change that. And so I'm not trying to change anything. I today am going to give you some truths. It's really unfair, all of the hoopla that is almost all negative about this president. The folks that feel good about the president and the things that he's done, the things he's trying to do, the things that are planned that are good in the future if they work out, all of those things put aside, the news media lead the pack in almost totally denigrating this president. And I'm not complaining about the unfair treatment of the president. I've come to accept it as the new normal, to be quite honest with you, just as most Americans have done. But accepting the crud from the left as normal does not justify their doing so. And it certainly doesn't make it right. But it is the new normal in today's vitriolic news environment. I thought we'd take pause today for just a moment to list a few of Trump's actions that each quietly flew below our radar screens. You may have heard of some of these things, but on the most part, the ones that I have heard that we're going to list here have been denigrated and discounted by websites like Snopes.com. It wasn't until recently I did some research and found out Snopes.com is actually a political website. And it's propagated by leftists who find all kinds of things to say that are bad and prop those things up as being truthful. Now, I'm not saying everything Snopes.com prints or publishes is wrong, but much of it is. Before I list these things, and many of these things are from an article written by Liz Crokin, that's C-R-O-K-I-N. Liz is an entertainment reporter who often is pretty blunt about members of the entertainment industry. You need to know this. Each of these things that I will tell you has been thoroughly vetted, and each has been confirmed as actually having happened. Many, like I said, like Snopes.com, have diligently worked to discredit some of these by offering up, instead of facts, some hyperbole and assumptions. That often works on the left, but not in the center and not on the right. Today, we're going to stay in the center. And this is not to do anything other than to look as the Donald Trump, President Trump, as the glass being half full. Liz Crokin said this, as an entertainment journalist, I've had the opportunity to cover Trump for over a decade. And in all my years covering him, I've never heard anything negative about the man until he announced he was running for president. Keep in mind, I got paid a lot of money to dig up dirt on celebrities like Trump for a living. So a scandalous story on the famous billionaire could have potentially sold a lot of magazines and would have been a huge feather in my cap. Instead, I found that he doesn't drink alcohol, He doesn't do, there's no report of him ever doing drugs. He's a hardworking businessman. On top of that, he's one of the most generous celebrities in the world, with a heart filled with more gold than his $100 million New York penthouse. Since the media has failed so miserably at reporting the truth about Trump, I decided to put together some of the acts of kindness he's committed over three decades, which has gone virtually unnoticed or fallen on deaf ears. In 1986, Trump prevented the foreclosure of Annabelle Hill's family farm after her husband committed suicide. Trump personally phoned down to the auction to stop the sale of her home and offered the widow money. Trump decided to take action after he saw Hill's pleas for help in news reports. That was in 86. In 1988, a commercial airline refused to fly Andrew Tin, a sick Orthodox Jewish child with a rare illness, across the country to get medical care because he had to travel with an elaborate life support system. His grief-stricken parents contacted Trump for help, and he doesn't hesitate to send his own plane to take the child from Los Angeles to New York so he could get his treatment. No cost. In 1991, 200 Marines who served in Operation Desert Storm spent time at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina before they were scheduled to return home to their families. However, the Marines were told that a mistake had been made and an aircraft would not be able to take them home on their scheduled departure date. When Trump got wind of it, he sent his plane to make two trips from North Carolina to Miami to safely return the Gulf War Marines to their loved ones. In 1995, a motorist stopped to help Trump after the limo he was traveling in got a flat tire. Trump asked the Good Samaritan how he could repay him for his help. All the man asked for was a bouquet of flowers for his wife. A few weeks later, Trump sent the flowers with a note that read, "We've paid off your mortgage." Now, before we go on, let me tell you a little bit about that one. If you go to Snopes.com and do a search for that story that I just told you about, they'll say, they don't say it's not true. They'll say they are unable to find the limo driver whose mortgage was paid off. They're not providing any proof that it didn't happen. They didn't say it didn't happen. They're discrediting it by saying we can't verify it. But Liz Croken did, and I verified each of these myself personally before we brought them to you today. In 1996, Trump filed a lawsuit against the city of Palm Beach, Florida, accusing the town of discriminating against his Mar-a-Lago Resort Club because it allowed Jews and blacks to be members. Abraham Foxman, who was the Anti-Defamation League director at the time, said Trump put the light on Palm Beach not on the beauty and the glitter, but on its seamier side of discrimination. Foxman also noted that Trump's charge had a trickle-down effect because other clubs followed his lead and began admitting Jews and blacks. Then in 2000, Maury Povich featured a little girl named Megan who struggled with brittle bone disease on his show, and Trump happened to be watching. Trump said the little girl's story and positive attitude touched his heart, so he contacted Maury and gifted the little girl and her family with a very generous check. We don't know how much, but I would think in his world, very generous would be very generous. In 2008, after Jennifer Hudson's family members were tragically murdered in Chicago, we all heard about this, or at least that her family members were murdered, Trump put the Oscar-winning actress and her family up at his Windy City Hotel for free. In addition to that, Trump's security took extra measures to ensure Hudson and her family members were safe during such a difficult time. In 2013, New York bus driver Darnell Barton spotted a woman close to the edge of a bridge staring at the traffic below as he drove by. He stopped the bus, got out and put his arm around the woman and saved her life by convincing her to not jump. When Trump heard about this story, he sent the hero bus driver a check, simply because he believed his good deed deserved to be rewarded. In 2014, Trump gave $25,000 to Sergeant Andrew Tamaresi after he spent 7 months in a Mexican jail for accidentally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. I remember this. You probably do too. President Obama would not even be bothered to make a phone call to assist with the United States Marines' release. However, Trump opened his pocketbook to help the serviceman get back on his feet after he finally was released. In 2016, Melissa Consen Young attended a Trump rally. She tearfully thanked Trump for changing her life. She said she proudly stood on stage with Trump as Miss Wisconsin USA in 2005. Remember, Donald Trump formerly was the owner of the Miss USA pageant. However, years later, she found herself struggling with an incurable illness, and during her darkest day, she explained that she received a handwritten letter from Trump telling her she's the bravest woman he knows. She said the opportunities that she got from Trump and his organization ultimately provided her Mexican-American son with a full ride to college. In 2016, Lynn Patton, a black female executive from the Trump Organization, released a statement defending her boss against accusations that he's a racist and a bigot. She tearfully revealed how she struggled with substance abuse and addiction for years. Instead of kicking her to the curb like most would have, she said all those in the Trump Organization and his entire family loyally stood by her through immensely difficult times. Donald Trump's kindness knows no bounds, she said, and his generosity has and continues to touch the lives of people of every sex, race, and religion. When Trump sees someone in need, he wants to help, and he didn't wait till he was running for president to do it, or wait till after he was an inhabitant of the White House to do it. 2 decades ago, Oprah asked Trump in a TV interview if he'd ever run for president. He replied, "If it gets so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country." 20 years ago, he said that. Liz Crokin is an award-winning author, a seasoned journalist, and an advocate for sex crime victims. She began her journey at the University of Iowa, where she received a bachelor's in journalism and political science. Incidentally, in her entertainment industry reporting, she's usually kind of negative. In this case, all she had to do was dig and get some truth about the president before he was president. When we come back, there's one more Trump family member that we want to give you some information on. That's just ahead. Sit tight. You're listening to the TNN Truth News Network. Back after this.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back! I've got mace!
Ow! That went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA. Love your home.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers. Hi, everybody. I'm Tony Orlando. Join me in proudly supporting Snowball Express a nonprofit that creates opportunities to help heal the children of our fallen heroes. We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Don't ever miss a story or podcast. Get an email link to every news story and podcast by entering your email address on the homepage of deannewman.org. If it's relevant, you'll get it here.
Thank you for joining us every day and today at TNN, the Truth News Network. We're talking about the positive things going on in the Trump family. At first, we talked about President Trump before he was president, some of the good things he did for people around him in his life. One more Trump doing good receives some bad press. This confirmation I'm about to give to you came directly from St. Jude's Medical Center in Memphis amid clamor from the left claiming that Eric Trump's actual direct support of St. Jude's was untruthful. You may have heard that his foundation invested a whole lot, not invested, but donated a whole lot of money to St. Jude's in Memphis. And a bunch of that information was discredited by the media. Go figure. Listen up. Eric Trump has helped raise $16.3 million for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital of Memphis over the past decade. That was confirmed by a hospital official in a letter sent to a charity run by Mr. Trump, the president's son. The letter comes as Mr. Trump is preparing to remove his name from the charity to avoid conflicts of interest that could emerge from future fundraising, which he has done already. The name has changed. The letter confirms an account Mr. Trump gave to reporters that his organization has raised more than $15 million for the hospital, despite available tax records showing that the Eric Trump Foundation raised less than half that amount. What he did, as many foundations do, his foundation gave money, but he got other individuals and other foundations and not-for-profits to, in addition to the direct contributions his organization made, those people, instead of writing checks to his foundation and him turning around and writing them to St. Jude's, they just wrote their checks directly to St. Jude's. The hospital, however, confirmed that Eric Trump's efforts raised a total of $16.3 million, some from his foundation, some from other contributions that he put together. If it was politically speaking, they would call that bundling in campaign lingo. In this case, it's just raising money and people writing checks directly to the hospital. Mr. Trump's announcement that he will remove his name from the organization was one of a series of steps that members of the Trump family have taken to address potential conflicts. Other steps include terminating planning Trump organization projects in countries like Azerbaijan, Brazil, Colombia, and Georgia. In addition to removing his name from his charitable foundation, he will no longer personally solicit funds for it. He said in several interviews with the New York Times. Of course, the New York Times is in the middle of all things Trump, good and bad, and usually their perspective is it's all bad. To further avoid conflicts, Mr. Trump said in an email, his sister-in-law and a Trump organization executive will step down from the foundation's executive committee, which they have done since. The Trump organization will continue to raise money for St. Jude from patrons at its hotels and golf courses, he said, but it will ask them to make contributions directly to the hospital, which has been done, instead of first sending the money to the Trump organization. The St. Jude letter said that since its establishment, the Eric Trump Foundation had raised or helped raise through affiliated groups $16.3 million for the hospital, which offers free care to needy children. Liberals attacked Trump and his foundation viciously when a woman whose nephew had received successful treatment at St. Jude's at no cost to his family, on social media, she thanked Eric Trump and his foundation for their financial support of St. Jude's that makes such life-saving treatment possible for families who cannot afford to pay the tremendous cost. This all happened a week ago. Money raised by Trump's foundation funded the development and building of the largest and most technologically advanced pediatric emergency room and ICU in the world at St. Jude's. And still again, because his last name is Trump, obviously, he can do nothing right. Let's summarize where we've been today. You know, often good things go unnoticed, or at least unappreciated. One of the greatest lessons my parents gave to me was to do good things simply because doing good things for others is the right thing to do and not for personal attention or accolades. Seems pretty obvious to me that members of the Trump family feel and act in that manner. But they most often do so in the faces of not just unappreciative people, but in the faces of people who hate them, resent all that they do, all people who are associated with the Trump family, and all that they do, no matter what and for whom. That's indeed sad. But detractors who stand on the sideline and constantly throw insults at this family and other families whose members love helping others, those people need to understand one thing. You know, Americans get you. We know that you are nothing but drive-by shooters. History and the law are not historically kind to drive-by shooters. You got to be careful. Your true spots are showing up. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Truth News Network today at dnewman.org. We're really appreciative that you came along. We want you back. Be tuning in every day. Pretty much every day you get a story, a podcast here at dnewman.org. So long, everyone.
No identity politics, no political elitism. Read and hear the truth, always sourced from facts, right here at dnewman.org.